Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and grace. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ and what the floor. We thank you that you are ever present with us. You give us life, you give us wisdom, hope, and joy, and peace. You strengthen us to abide by your people and love you. Open our eyes.
Thank you.
So the elders are placed in a position of trustee. What's the property that they're going to be a trustee of? What's their requirement for the job? What are they supposed to do? Take care of the field. Take oversight of the shepherd. So who might be the beneficiaries of this relationship? The flock itself, in one sense, is taking care of the flock, taking care of the flock. There's a benefit of it. The God himself. It is his flock. So the result of it, they're being entrusted to take care of the flock that belongs to God. The flock of property is the flock itself. So in a greater sense, the beneficiary of God is caring for them. We take a look at some things that a trustee is to do, and we're going to incorporate some wider things as well. That is what the first two, which is branch four. another form. People come in seeking to destroy the issue of the faith. But if no one ceases being about faith, it will be this kind of worse. So, the last sentence is 11. Beneficiary. be with people. And to a certain degree, the priests were also part of that. And to a certain degree, God was in that role. So we have the work that needed to be done. What was the work that needed to be done? The repairs of the house. So they were entrusted with the care of the property to fix the building, to repair the damage that was done to it. So they were, in a sense, functioning as trustees, having been given the job, the task of fixing it by the king. So in a sense, it was not his job. And he was acting on behalf of the people of God, the God of God, rather than the channel. Driving force to get that community forward. So we have here a place where trustee is responsible for what we call a tangible or a fixed or a real problem that has managed to be fixed and be maintained. And this was commanded the king, and they and God have dealt with Israel about their lack of rebuilding this temple during the days of Israel. So we have that. Let's go to Numbers 7, verses 1 to 9. Princes acting as the Levites. Now, the principle of the tribe of Israel provided them by gift, means by which they can carry out the task. But it is to the Levites that the writings were given. The Levites who were given care of heaven, they needed to care for it. They needed to send it out. They needed to make sure that they took care of it. Thank you. the Levites. Kohath, or the Merari, would also be Levites, but not priests. They would be responsible for the last sacrifice.
This leadership priest, and they go inside of the chamber of the house. Peter 2:17.
priest who communicates the message of the people to God. How do we do that? How do we communicate to God that that message to interface between the people and God? How do we do that? We offer sacrifices. So it's a sharing of the gospel. We also offer up our prayers. We also provide Thank you. the other one here. Thank you. David is operating on his own, he's messing with us. But when David said, well, let's get the wisdom and counsel from God, he would go through the prophets, he would go through the priests, he would communicate with them on what's going on, and see God's counsel. Ultimately, from God himself. And then he was functioning well. He was wise decisions.
Lord.